Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, the show that exists for one reason, to move you from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Welcome, friends. I'm Dr. Leslie, and this is a place where we bring you clarity on who you really are, how to become the one creating your life instead of just reacting to it, and freedom from every false story you ever believed about yourself. Okay, today I am introducing what might sound like a new topic, but it's actually the culmination of everything we've been working with. So in recent shows, okay, we walk through all the conversations about health, about wealth, about relationships, and about the law of resonance, okay, how you can move into vibrational alignment. And if you're new to the show, understand the formula of creation in the Faith Consciousness teachings is EVE, energetic vibrational exchange. So understand, just like WSIC, the radio station I am broadcasting from right now, sending invisible waves, invisible signals into the air and moving across a substantial space, okay, able to be received by these little devices, receptive vehicles that we call radios, okay? You too are a signal emitter, just like this radio station. You are emitting a vibrational output into the field of life. Let's call it that. Let's be simple about it. There's a field that we all live in and are a part of. And when you put out a vibrational expression, which comes from your thoughts, your feelings, your conscious and subconscious beliefs, okay, you are actually causing a communication to happen. And the field or life or God is listening and responding to every signal. That's your prayer, and all your prayers are answered. So let's just say the trick is your prayers are mirrored. So if you are putting out a signal of distress, life is going to reflect that distress. If you put out a prayer or a signal of victory, if you are celebrating, even if you're celebrating in advance something that hasn't happened yet, if you've learned either on your own or through this show or through the teachings of Faith Consciousness, if you have learned that celebrating victory calls victory to you, then you can use that powerfully, even when life isn't looking that way. This is what faith is about. It's actually preempting what you're seeing. It's preempting the outcomes that you're intending. It is the signs and symptoms of what you are invisibly expecting and relying in your mind, in your field upon. So today's show is about getting happy. Getting happy unconditionally. Now, that might sound a bit contradictory to what you're observing in the world right now. And I'm going to share with you that as challenging as our world looks right now, there's never been a better time to begin training yourself. And I mean that very intentionally, training yourself into true happiness, true joy amongst the crisis, amongst the hardship, amongst what might look hopeless, okay? You can move yourself into alignment with that which we call God, that which we call joy. You can move into a higher vibrational state. And when you do, you're aligning yourself with better outcomes. And not only that, you are assisting those around you. Vibrationally, you are assisting the field. You are assisting others in the room, others in your family, others in your conversation to a higher level. So today we're going to go into what that looks like. We're going to give you some tools and some understanding about how to make happiness your new normal. Okay? It doesn't mean without compassion. It doesn't mean bypassing the emotions that are real when life gives you hardships. Those emotions need to be felt. They need to be digested, processed. We need to walk through those moments of what we call walking through the valley of the shadow of death. All right? But during that time, we can turn our eyes upward and have a positive expectation, a hope, of eventually a belief in, and ultimately a joy towards better things. Okay? Ultimately, we can go to a place where our inner state is connecting with the heavenly realms. God said, "The kingdom of God is within you." These were the words of Jesus. The kingdom of God is within you. So it's about finding your way into that heavenly state, even amongst the challenges, even amongst what seems to be hopeless right here in the outer world. So let's go into what that looks like. So genuine, rooted, soul-deep joy is not a luxury. It's not a distraction. And it's not a betrayal of everyone who's suffering, including yourself. Again, it doesn't mean you can't move into true suffering for a moment. And friends, let me tell you that a lot of us are spending a lot of life suffering because we're trying to avoid suffering so much. So I'm not saying not to go into that, but it's about going deeply into what has landed for you right now, and then quickly, as much as you are able, to find your true path back into a new normal state, which is happiness, hopefulness, and joy. So it might actually be the most important thing you can do, even for others when they're suffering. So before you turn me off and go back to your doom scrolling, stay with me, okay? This isn't about toxic positivity. It's not about bypassing. I'm not going to tell you to think happy thoughts and everything will be fine, but I'm going to show you that joy and compassion are not opposites. In fact, they need each other. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about my dear friend Esperanza, who just walked through a very, very tragic experience in life. She had family members who died in Venezuela in the recent earthquake. Okay, I want to share with you our conversations, how we navigated together, and how Esperanza moved from a state of being distraught and hopeless into more ease, more grace, and more of a healthy state amongst tragedy. Stay tuned and we'll talk about it when we come back. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Okay, we're back in that conversation that's all about getting happy. All right? Not spiritual bypassing, not emotional bypassing, not skipping steps, but genuinely moving through the emotional range that's your natural occurrence when you're facing the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the joys and the challenges that life naturally brings, and moving back to a baseline of happiness. And when you do, you're not only going to have your best life ever, you're not only going to have your experience of true heaven on earth, you're also going to begin to align yourself with physical circumstances that are aligned with that frequency. So it's like, get the happiness first, and then life will give to you all those things that support that happiness. The challenge is there's a time lag. Okay. So just because you get happy in this moment doesn't mean that the difficulties of life suddenly disappear. Okay. So you need to be able to move into and become resilient within your happiness, protective of your joy, not turning your back on experiencing the true emotions that will occur for you that are outside of that range, but allowing yourself to know that moving into the depths of sorrow, loss, sadness, anger, okay, grief, or sympathy and empathy painfully with someone else who's experiencing a tragedy, to not go into that feeling like you've lost touch with that baseline of happiness. There's a difference between being a happy person having a negative experience at this moment and being a negative person. Even when you're happy as a negative person, there's still a deep shadow hanging around that happiness, okay? But a happy person can be feeling sadness and distress about what's happening and still have this vibe that really still comes from a place of happiness. That's where we're all aiming for. We're going into a place that says, this is my baseline. I live in that kingdom of heaven. And I look out of that onto this thing, that thing, and the other thing from time to time. But it doesn't overcome me. It doesn't pull me into hell. Okay, I touch it from the place where I stay, which is in that heaven space. And we get that when we make joy, love, and happiness and peace our norm. So this is our baseline range that we naturally move into when we cut away those things that pull us away from it. So the good news is it's not even like a construct that you have to build. Okay, God already created you that way. It's in the center of your divine blueprint. It's already there. All you have to do is let go of those things that pull you out of it. Take your attention away from or cut away your connections to those things that cause you to be pulled out of that natural state. That's the good news. That's the good news. So when you find yourself away from that state, it has to do with where you place your attention and how you position your perspective. All right. Now, I started to tell you about my dear friend who lost family members recently in the tragic event of a natural occurrence on the planet. So really, no one can be blamed. Isn't it interesting? It's almost like we get some relief from being able to place blame and go, it's that person's fault, and get really angry about it. Did you know that anger is a higher vibrational frequency than hopelessness, helplessness, depression? Okay, so your lowest state of just hopelessness, depression, even self-annihilation, okay, it's actually a giant leap upwards and actually moving in the direction vibrationally of happiness to move from that helpless state into anger. Can you see that anger feels more empowered than hopelessness? Okay, it is. It is. So we feel relief when we blame. All right, when something tragic happens and we look for who's to blame, who's to blame, who's to blame. Is it a villain? Is it the police department? Is it the government? Is it my brother-in-law? Okay, whatever it is, we tend to have a seeking mechanism within us to find who is there to blame. And hopefully it's not blaming yourself, which also takes you way down to that lowest place. At any rate, blame and anger that can go with blame actually is a higher frequency than hopelessness, helplessness, complete utter despair, all right? So we feel some relief there, and that's why a lot of times we gravitate into that. And so I'm here to say to you, if you're going to blame something, see it as a stepping stone, not a destination. Don't let blame be your final destination. Let it go there for a moment and move your blame to a higher and higher place. We talk about polarity consciousness, that at its lowest level is warfare with circumstances and people. Okay, at its middle level, it's spiritual warfare. So we can go from blaming a government or a person or an institution, okay, to blaming spiritual forces. We can say it was the enemy, it was negative entities, it was a vibrational impact. We can find something invisible to blame, which is even a higher consciousness of that warfare and blame, but it's still in this polarized life happens to me victimhood. Okay. Now, moving higher than that, we can blame our thoughts. We can blame our suffering or our own negative feelings, our own subconscious sabotaging beliefs. Okay, that's a higher level of blame, which goes into self-responsibility, which, okay, in one way, that's a positive movement upwards towards empowerment, which goes into that realm that ultimately leads us to happiness. But it's still warfare, okay? And we don't want to go into a sense of guilt or I am to blame for some crisis happening. I am to blame for someone else's crisis happening. Don't understand that level of thinking as your destination. It's not ultimately true. It's not. So we're going to go back into how we apply these frequency level understandings to real life circumstances. So my friend Esperanza called me and she was distraught. And even as we started talking on the phone, I felt myself getting in my car. Okay, I was just driving towards her. We hadn't discussed it. I hadn't seen her in years, but something within me, okay, when you're in the flow, when you're in alignment, that guidance will just move you into action. And the more you practice the practices, the more you use the tools, the more you move into resonance with the understandings of faith consciousness, the more you're going to be inspired into action spontaneously. You don't have to know why. You just trust it. You just get in the car, all right? So I was driving while I was talking with Esperanza. And we were discussing, not just discussing, I was feeling with her, her pain, her suffering. At times, her anger and her blame. Even, you know, she had something happening in the family dynamic that was making her angry and confused. And she's looking for answers amongst this whole pool, swimming in this abyss of just loss and sudden unexpected tragedy. All right. So as we were talking and she was saying, as I asked her if she'd like to get together and she said, oh, I'd love to do that. And I said, I'm actually en route to where you are. Is this a good time? And she was like, oh, she was overjoyed that I was going. Okay. So number one, you want to be supportive for someone else. Show up in as much of a way as you're able. Show up. The book of Job said that in Job's absolute complete lostness in his distress, all at once, the vast majority of his family and his children were killed instantly. They were in a building having a party celebrating, and it collapsed and killed them all. Okay, that's really what had happened to Esperanza's relatives who died suddenly. The building collapsed and boom. Two of them were gone. Two of them were ultimately rescued while they were still living. Job was distraught. The Bible says his friends came. They heard of his plight. They came, and from a long distance, they saw and felt his pain, and they moved into tears of sadness for him, and then silence. They came and sat with Job for 7 days in silence. It was like his pain was so deep, not just from losing his family, losing his wealth. He lost everything at once, vastly. And his friends sat with him. They said nothing. They showed up. When we come back, we're going to go further into what it looks like to show up for yourself and for others and ultimately move into alignment with happiness. We're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, and today is about getting happy, making that your new normal, and how to show up fully in life for yourself and for others. So scriptures here for a moment, friends. Romans 12:15 says, "Weep with those who weep. Rejoice with those who rejoice." Okay, this is empathy. This is joining with, being one with those that you love, all right? But you can be in that place with them while you're still anchored to happiness. How can you bring them hope and anything uplifting if your anchor yourself is in sorrow, grief, and powerlessness, okay? When you are coming from that higher place, and you're anchored in happiness when the joy of the Lord is in your heart, and that's your normal, you're able to, still holding on to that with one hand, you're able to reach down and vibrationally hold that hand of that loved one who's in deepest distress. And when you do, you're a lifeline for that person. Only when you're still holding the joy. It may be silent in that moment, just like Job's friends. They came and sat with him in silence for 7 days. It was like they were not even going to dishonor the moment or disrespect his depth of suffering that couldn't even be recognized or realized by someone else who wasn't in his exact shoes. But just to be there with him and for him in silence, showing up. They sat with Job for 7 days, no one speaking a word, just being there. Friends, I've heard my pastor, Larry Allen, used to say, how do you spell love? T-I-M-E. Okay, so this is about showing up, giving your time, your full presence. And guess what? You showing up for those that you love also adds to your happiness reservoir. That will add happiness for you, even when you're joining them in their pain. But keeping one hand, one grip, solidly on your normal set point, which is happiness. Okay, you got to create it first if you're not there yet. You got to create that happiness norm. And from there, you can move into other vibrational ranges, still holding a baseline of happiness, and come back into that and back into that. So again, I made my way to Esperanza's home. She said her husband was in bed. She was coming out in her pajamas, and I sat parked in her driveway, and she got in the car with me, okay? And we closed the doors on that car and had this focused container of that vehicle, and she just cried. And I had tears with her. And she started expressing to me the things that were coming to her mind. Now, when you're in that state of shock and horror, because life has brought you unexpected very, very much unwanted things. The last thing you want to do is try to nullify or bypass those feelings. All pain is valid. Friends, all pain is valid. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. I'm never here to invalidate your pain. None of us. Once that pain has landed, it's important for you to feel it, to process it, to go into it. Know that when you do, it will not consume you. When we try to hold our pain at bay, we end up losing our footing. Okay? But when you hold the steering wheel, I liken this to turning into the spin when you're driving on ice. So if you ever live through winters with snow, the teachings of driving in the snow is if your car hits ice and you go into a tailspin, you don't hit the brakes and turn your wheel against it. Do not resist the spin. You actually do the opposite. It sounds counterintuitive, but you turn the steering wheel into the spin. Like, oh, okay, you're going to spin? Well, I'm going to spin with you. In fact, I'm going to take hold of this steering wheel and I'm taking charge of this spin. And that's exactly what happens. You turn the steering wheel into the spin and then you give an opportunity for your tires to line up with the movement of the car and take grip again. And you can take control again. So it's lack of control when you're trying to push against, resist. What you resist, you persist, okay? So turn into the spin. If you have pain right now in your body, go into that pain. Look at it. Bring your focus on it intentionally. I don't mean all the time complaining or feeling victimized. Turn your attention, find a space where you can totally focus on it and go, let me see you, pain. I'm intending to feel you more than you're even showing me. Go into it, you'd be amazed. Often when you go searching for the heart of the pain and analyzing what the quality is it sharp or is it dull? Where's the deepest point, the one point of the heart of this pain? It's funny, the energy will start moving because all pain is blocked energy. All suffering is blocked happiness because happiness is our ultimate true state that already exists all the time. We feel distress and sorrow and loss when something is standing in the way of our experience of that happiness and joy. So instead of resisting that, go into it. So I joined with Esperanza. I joined with her feelings of distress, of loss. I listened. I brought, first of all, peaceful presence and silence. Okay? Second of all, acknowledgement. And you can do this for yourself as well. Acknowledge your own pain. Don't invalidate it. Don't try to throw it away. But don't feed it as if it has power over you. Don't lose yourself in it. Hold your hand onto that peaceful presence and joy that is your baseline, while as that empowered being, you take this excursion into the pain. Analyze it. Join with it. Take charge to where the pain's not running you. You are running it. Now you've got the steering wheel. Now you're turning into it, feeling the pain, going into that without resistance, allowing it to be expressed. Tears, sound, voice, scream, give it expression, whatever you need right now to express that pain can begin to move the energy. And then vibrationally, you can begin to move to higher and higher states. It takes away that rigid anchor and allows you to start moving up. And ultimately, before we completed and hugged each other goodbye that night, I actually brought up the 3-minute reset that we have related to this show. And Esperanza and I did it together. So I'm going to remind you of that right now. And in fact, in the next segment, we're going to play that reset again to remind you. And the reset doesn't take you into happy thoughts or joy. It takes you into sound and stillness and breath. And that's enough, okay? 3 minutes of focusing on your breath, of hearing a human voice moving into compassionate sound. No words, just sound, can begin to lift the burden within yourself, within another. Esperanza was already feeling so much more peace by the time we left each other. And she continued to use the tool after and told me she felt like a whole new person. So come back with us after the break, and we're going to go into that experience, how you can make happiness your baseline. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving from victim of your history or even your current state to author of your destiny. Okay, back to the conversation about making happiness your new set point. And I want to qualify this, friends. What kind of happiness are we talking about? I am not talking about the happiness of good circumstances. If that's your happiness, the world right now will absolutely take it from you. Okay? There's way too much injustice and crisis going on in this world for you to access happiness that's just based on circumstances. So that is conditional happiness. Love that has to do with people showing up a particular way for you, or life showing up a particular way for you, is conditional love. That's easy. Everybody does it all the time. Friends, this is your training ground. This is your special forces agent training ground. Faith consciousness will make you into a special forces agent, like the Navy SEAL who goes through grueling challenges to get stronger. You can bring yourself, you can train yourself, you can align yourself with what we call the Christ frequency, which is unconditional love. It's the second stage of consciousness evolution. If you look at the teachings of faith consciousness, the Christ consciousness frequency is unconditional love. It's love amongst the pain. It's joy amongst the grief. Seems like a contradiction, yes. And it can happen, okay? Vibrationally, you can hold hands with that pillar, that column, that main platform, which is you, of grace, of happiness, of joy, of knowing that all is well, even when confronted by grave circumstances, amongst what was shared between Esperanza and myself, without nullifying her pain, friends, I mean gently and intuitively, we both reminded ourselves that life is eternal. Life is eternal, okay? We were souls before we came here. God said, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. And when we leave these bodies, we continue on in that beautiful purity of essence that we were formed as from the beginning. We continue on And loss is from this level. It's in this world. But feelings of loss and the experience of devastation is very real, very valid, and needs to be respected, honored, and felt with the ones you love and those you don't. We can feel compassion and empathy for others and for this world while holding a higher level of strength to be able to help lift this world and others and ourselves to that higher place that we're destined to get to, okay? Destined to return to that heaven on earth state, okay? And it starts by vibrationally moving incrementally back into a state of at least ease, more breath, more relax. We can begin to relax our way into happiness ultimately. So we're going to share together now that 3-minute reset that Esperanza and I did together. I gave her the link that I'm going to remind you of now. It's faithflowradio.com. If you go online, it's free. You don't have to do anything. No email address. It's a free gift for you. Faithflowradio.com. And this is what you'll experience. Let's do it now. This is a guided sound journey to help you move into a state of ease and grace. I'm your verbal guide, Leslie Wells, and Dina Baker, bringing through sounds. Take a deep breath in. Let it out very slowly, allowing the nervous system to move into a state of parasympathetic response. Gently close your eyes. Imagine being like a sponge. Allow the sounds to carry you. I will count from 5 to 1. To take you to a more relaxed, open state of being. 5, 4, 3, going deeper with every number. 2, allowing the sounds to take you deeper. And 1. Bring your awareness to the center of your chest. Notice the gentle movement with your breath. Imagine the sounds moving through your tissues, the cells of your body, way down to the particles and waves of your being, your field. Imagine your body dissolving into light. Now take a deep breath in. Feel that exhale come out. Find yourself awake again and in the room, and gently open your eyes. Thank you for joining us with that experience. Okay, again, you can access that 3-minute reset and use it anytime at faithflowradio.com. Okay. Listen, even the tone of my voice has changed. And you know what? So will yours every time you use that, because it's going to help you move into more ease and flow. Okay, John 15:11 says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." Full joy, not partial. Not the joy you get after you've earned it. Full joy. That's the inheritance that's being offered. And it's not separate from health, wealth, and relationships. It's the root of it all. So as we look upon crisis in our lives, in the world, or even the little upsets where somebody cut you off in traffic, okay? It's not about not feeling the pain of what's going on, not feeling the pain of your natural response to unwanted circumstances or even grave loss in life. It's about feeling it and then, quote, healing it, okay? Not to say that something's wrong here. Healing is raising to a higher and higher vibrational frequency. So moving from the wound into the joy, okay? Transitioning from that lower brokenness into the knowing, the remembrance, the experience of the already there wholeness of who and what you are. You were made that way. Okay, so how do we practically get to this being our normal state? We can say choose joy, and that's easy to say, and sometimes it's very hard to do, especially when the world's heavy and your own life has weight in it. So here's three things that actually work, okay? First is gratitude as a frequency shift, not a discipline. Most people do gratitude as a checklist, okay? Three things I'm grateful for, check. Okay, what I want you to try instead is gratitude as a felt self-experience. Don't list it, feel it. Find one thing that actually moves you when you think about it, anything. Find one thing that moves you. It could be a memory. It could be your child's laugh, a cup of coffee. Okay, if you're having a struggle, taste something that tastes good. Second is protect your intake. You're not obligated to consume every piece of bad news that exists. And watch out for what you're watching online. Third is do one thing today that makes you genuinely, simply happy. Okay, and friends, I leave those three steps with you. Gratitude, protect your intake, and do something that makes you happy right here, right now. Find anything. It could be shifting posture. I feel more comfortable. Turn the massage on your seat if you're in a car that has that. My brother has a car that does that. Okay, take a deep breath. And join us again next week. I want to remind you that you are never alone. You are loved, you're worthy, and all is well. This is Dr. Leslie, Walk Sacred.